Steven Ruiz going to take a couple moments here with me. You can follow him on Twitter. It's at the Steven Ruiz, and he is the lead NFL writer for The Win in USA Today. Steven, good morning. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Your initial reaction to the Antonio Brown deal, the reported deal, be headed to the Oakland Raiders for a third and a fifth. They ripped up his deal. They gave him a whole bunch of money. Winners and losers, Steven?
Both teams involved are losers, and I'd say AB is the only winner.
Okay.
Because, I don't know how you could spin this as a win for the Steelers. I've seen a couple people try, but, I mean, when you're paying $21 million for maybe the best receiver in the league not to play for you and you only got a third and a fifth back, I mean, that's a big L. And then I don't think Brown is going to be able to play up to the contract that the Raiders are giving him. I mean, it's a good trade for them, but I don't like the contract, so really the only winner is Antonio Brown, who in the end got what he wanted.
I love the idea. I mean, people in Pittsburgh and all over Twitter are complaining about professional athletes would rather get money than win. This is Andrew Filippone. AB doesn't care that he's going from perennial winner to a tire fire franchise. He's got 30 million reasons to like his new address. Like, are we really? And look, Antonio Brown, I think he conducted himself very poorly over the past year or so. He's made a lot of questionable decisions. But it's hard to argue that Ben Roethlisberger has been some sort of a great leader. And I appreciate the fact that there's a whole bunch of people having meltdowns over a really good receiver getting paid a whole lot of money. Is that kind of where you are on this?
Oh, yeah. It's always fun to laugh at the Steelers, isn't it?
Especially in Cleveland, Steven. We're having a blast.
Yeah. I mean, anywhere. I mean, I'm close to Baltimore, so we enjoy laughing.
Gorgeous.
Too.
Gorgeous. Yeah, I mean, look, it's how do you sort of, if you needed to, how do you break down the blame and sort of, it's so strange as a Cleveland sports fan, Cleveland sports media member, and certainly somebody, Steven, who follows the Ravens closely, anybody who knows the AFC North, it's so weird to look at the Steelers as, you know, not the sort of hallmark franchise that they maybe once were. And who knows? Maybe they'll be able to recover from this. But these problems, they didn't used to crop up when you're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Leadership voids and quarterbacks throwing their receivers under the bus and Ben's Monday morning radio show that he does each week where he throws other teammates under the bus pretty consistently. It's odd, isn't it, to look at the Pittsburgh Steelers and see the castle crumbling?
Yeah, I think this is just like proof that there's no such thing as a model organization. Mm. Like, maybe you have good leadership, but that only lasts for a certain period of time. It's finite. Like, eventually the Patriots are going to be a dumpster fire when they lose Belichick and Brady, and it happens to every team, and the Steelers aren't immune from that, as we're seeing right now.
What do you think about the Le'Veon Bell situation? I contended the entire time that they were making a huge mistake by not just cutting him the check and keeping him in-house and keeping him happy. How big a part of he was that offense? And did this all sort of start, do you think, when they balked as far as Le'Veon's contract went?
I think it definitely helped contribute to this environment that eventually had Antonio Brown getting traded. I do think it was a mistake. I mean, they cleared the money out anyway. They restructured Antonio Brown so they could pay Le'Veon Bell, and
right.
That's why this trade is so detrimental to their cap. That's why they're eating $21 million, because they restructured the deal to sign, in theory, to give that money to Le'Veon Bell, and they never did. So they lost one all-pro player, and then it basically forced their hand in losing another one, and now they're paying a steep price for it. And yeah, I do think that was a mistake. Just pay him the money. You could have let him walk at the end of the season, got a compensatory pick. I don't see how it behooves them to just let him sit.
Steven Ruiz joins me at the Steven Ruiz on Twitter. He's a lead NFL writer for The Win in USA Today. I want to ask you real quick about the Raiders side of this before we get into Kevin Zeitler and Olivier Vernon, the deal the Browns and the Giants agreed to in principle on Friday. How do you see this panning out for the Raiders? Obviously, a third and a fifth for Antonio Brown sounds like a big W, but I mean, it just feels kind of odd. Like, what's their timeline? What is their vision? What's their plan? They add a 30-year-old veteran receiver, and then they've got all these picks. It feels like there's just going to be some, you know, some adults and some kids, and there's going to be no, you know, no kind of middle class in terms of age on that roster.
Mm-hmm.
Is it confusing to you, kind of the outlook for them?
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be an aim for them at all. I don't know what their timeline is. Like you said, I don't think, like I wrote, this isn't going to make the Raiders demonstrably better. I mean, what, they're going to win six games now? I don't see how this is helping them. I mean, it's always good to get better, and they have the cap space to make this move, and it was a third and a fifth. And the one thing I will say is I think Antonio Brown's game will age well. He's not really – his game's really not built on raw physicality or athleticism. It's more technique. So maybe he could have a Jerry Rice-like career. I just don't see a wide receiver being able to earn $21 million. He's not a quarterback. He doesn't touch the ball every play. That's a lot of money to give to a non-quarterback.
Yeah, no, agreed. It's a little perplexing from their standpoint. Again, you know, moving to third and a fifth for a Hall of Fame receiver makes a whole lot of sense. But Lord knows what's going on with Oakland and John Gruden. Let me ask you this, Steven. The deal that came down on Friday, Olivier Vernon to the Browns for Kevin Zeitler. Obviously, Austin Corbett plays a role here. The Browns looking for a way to get him on the field. What'd you think of that as far as the Browns standpoint goes?
I mean, I think it's a big-time win for them. You just even if they didn't have Austin Corbett to replace Zeitler, you're giving up a guard for one of the premium positions in the league, a pass rusher. And Olivier Vernon has been a productive pass rusher. Even if the sack totals don't show it, he's constantly getting pressure. And he's going up against maybe the best left tackle division in the league the last couple of years.
Right.
Jason Peters, Trent Williams, Tyron Smith. So, yeah, I expect him to produce, and he's what the Browns needed, another edge rusher. I don't think they necessarily needed another guard. And you're getting his contract. The Giants are eating all the guaranteed money, so it's a risk-free contract, really.
I wanted to ask you about that. I saw a couple people discuss that, just as far as Olivier Vernon going up against left tackles. He comes over here opposite Myles Garrett. He'll be going up against right tackles. Not to mention AFC North right tackles versus left tackles in the NFC East, which is a pretty difficult division. You think that'll make a big difference just as far as production? Is that kind of how he slots in? Should he be, I think what one Giants beat writer described it, a Robin to Myles Garrett's Batman?
Yeah, I think it should make a big difference. Just going up against lesser talent is going to make a difference. And as you said, AFC North right tackles aren't really solid across the board. They're definitely not comparable to NFC East left tackle. So I think you'll see more sacks. I think his production rate, which has been great with the Giants, is going to remain steady, and that's really what the Browns are trading for.
Steven, where do you see the Browns looking as far as the draft goes? Defensive line still probably with pick number 17?
Yeah, I think they could add another interior rusher. I think that would help their defense a lot. And I think it would help Steve Wilkes' defense. I think now you have to put the Browns at number two in the division at least. I think you could argue that they might be the favorites with the Ravens losing some defensive pieces. So, and the Steelers have clearly taken a step back. So, I mean, I think this draft pick could make or break whether they either make the playoffs or even win the division.
One more Steelers question before I get you out of here. Is Ben going to get that big deal coming up here in a couple weeks? Or do you think, I mean, does this change anything as far as Ben's future goes?
I don't think so. They just seem to give him whatever he wants. This is really the first time he's faced any consequence for just throwing teammates under the bus is losing AB. And yeah, I think the Steelers just acquiesced to any of his demands.
Yeah, it seems like that's the case, right? He's the only adult in the room, Steven.
Exactly.
It's Steven Ruiz. Appreciate it, man. At the Steven Ruiz on Twitter, lead NFL writer at For the Win and USA Today. Thanks for the time, bud. We appreciate it.
Yep, anytime.